to slaying the 300 at Thermopylae, it began. It didn't end at Ford's Theater, it began. It didn't end at Pearl Harbor, it began. It didn't end on 9/11, it began. And here and now, you arrogant and ignorant, evil and foolish, traitors and enemies, foreign and domestic, nothing is ended. You have awakened the American giant and filled us with terrible resolve. Your masks won't silence us. Your riots don't scare us. You're not as disciplined as the British. You're not as organized as the Nazis. You're not as brutal as ISIS. We beat them all. Freedom is never given. It is earned. It is won. It is fought for. It is taken. So take it. No matter how long you've been there, someone else came there first, before you, to the place where you now play, live, and sleep soundly. But they did not play, they patrolled. They did not sleep, they stood watch. And often, in doing their duty, they did not live to complete it. They paid the price in blood for you, so that you could play, live, and sleep there. No matter what you believe, or don't. This is the hard, irrefutable truth. It has always been thus, and it will always be. Someone first must secure the ground, hold the line, make it safe for all the others. Now, where there are many and it is safe, there were few and it was dangerous. Down through the ages, this one changeless fact remains. First came the warrior.
Tired of being surveilled and tracked by the wireless phone companies and a rogue government? Get off the surveillance grid by turning to Volta Wireless. By plugging the Volta SIM card into your phone, you become hidden from the spy networks of AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and other carriers, while maintaining your full ability to place and receive phone calls and SMS texts. Go to VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV to save big on your first month. You get free VPN services included, plus a private messenger that's encrypted, as well as another Volta private phone number that can coexist with your current number. Learn more at VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV for major savings. It works with both iPhones and Android phones across 200 plus countries. Volta Wireless is the official wireless privacy sponsor of Brighteon.tv.
Join us on Brighteon Radio, the Jim Price Show, their evenings. Make sure and join me for the daily update as I talk to you about the day's events and things we can do to make the world a better place and make sure that the world is what we want to be in the future. So join us on Brighteon Radio, the Jim Price Show. Thank you so much.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
To the bone, just trying to make something out of nothing, you know. He never wanted silver, gold, or the finer things. Just a wife and kids, a home in the American dream. Whoa, how you gonna step in line? Whoa, baby, this is our time to rewrite our American dream. A big windshield or a plane, not a TV screen. Don't you need the road to tell you who you really are? Find out whether or not a man could ever change his stars. Whoa, how you gonna step in line?
Came the militia. After the militia came the army. After the army came America. After America came the flag. After the fall of our republic and the failure of our army, so returns the warrior. And that is my message today to my fellow veterans on a blessed Veterans Day. That everything we have done up till now was preparation for this moment. And we are going to have to step out of line to rescue and restore our republic. There is no expiration oath date on our oath. And before I get going there though, you know, right before I did the show here getting ready, my daughters came in and gave me these two great cards here that they handmade for me. And I'm just opening them up right now. And these are the colors of our country, but what would our country be without warriors to protect it? Because you are up there, we are who we are today. Because you lived, we know about our family's greatness. Because of you, the line of American warriors continues. The least I can say is thank you for your service. I love you. That's my daughter, Belle. And dear Dad, happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service. I'm so proud. To better love you so much, Anna Lee. So that's what we're doing it for our children. This is a parents versus pedos war. It's not just about another stolen election. The end game here is the normalization of pedophilia. Make no mistake. That's what all the tranny stuff, all the drag queen stuff, all the normalization of homosexuality, lesbianism, sodomy, all of that is about. And veterans, you've got to stand up again and get involved in that. So while we have a blessed Veterans Day and solemnly remember our oath, and we are honored for our service does not end. Everything else has been in preparation for this day, for this time. I'm old enough to now to know that I was kept for this. I talked about that last weekend when I was at Freedom, spoke at Branson, the last Freedom and Health of 2022, spoke at the first in Tulsa, and that's when I was at the first speaker's dinner, and my kids were called up by General Flynn, and he said, I'm doing this for the kids. He had my kids and Gino's kids and some other kids, Clay's kids, standing around him at the speaker's dinner. And that's when I knew he was sincere. That I know that not everybody appreciates him, but again, I'm looking for allies in the fight against the deep state and the global cabal and the transhumanist resetters. Then my wife went up to him and said, you know, what you just went through with the FBI, my husband went through a decade ago with the DEA, and for this you have been kept. And so that's my message. That was my message of my speech to the audience, and that's my message here to my brother and sister veterans today. For this we have been kept. This week I had on my Prather Point, and I have other shows now on American Media Periscope 2, Mondays and Wednesdays, Prather Point Tuesdays and Thursdays, Brighton TV Fridays. This week I've had on Jeremy Brown, a fellow SF veteran from prison, who ran for office and lost, but he did very well, and SF veteran Michael Yon as well, on who is at Maricopa, talking about there was cheating in the air, definitely. And, you know, I got to serve in Special Forces, so I like to have those guys on, but they understand insurgency, unconventional warfare, fourth generation warfare. And so that's real important. That's why I have on guys like Special Forces and Dr. and Colonel retired Pete Chambers and Clay Martin, author of Prairie Fire and Wrath of the Wendigo now, another SF vet. And he was saying a while back that all of our previous GWAT experience, and I take it back not just to GWAT, but to Vietnam, Korea, World War II, all of that was preparation for this war today that we are in. This fifth generation versus fourth generation, reset versus resistance, parents versus pedos war. And the stakes are our children. And if we don't do something, it ends in unimaginable horror in our own children's bedrooms. So that is really important. So I'm a retired SOCOM soldier, former DIA intelligence collector, and ex-DEA special agent, targeted by the deep state, turned whistleblower, now your intelligence officer, repurposed as chaplain, leader, and truth teller with a new mission to restore our fallen republic. Objective to defeat the deep state means expose fake news, tools, truth, discernment, and free will. Attention, deep state Dems, Rhinos, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and the sorts of traitors, foreign and domestic. Your masks won't silence us. Your shutdowns don't scare us. Your riots won't stop us. You're not as organized as the British, not as disciplined as the Nazis. You're not as fierce as Imperial Japanese, not as brutal as ISIS. We beat them all. You're next. Welcome. I'm Jeff Prather, and this is the Prather Point. I also had on yesterday Matt Dula, Marine Corps veteran, who is going against the mask mandates at the Veterans Administration. Yeah, if you go into a VA hospital, you've got to still put on a mask because a mask is what slaves wear to silence. And it's a great PSYOP indicator that the PSYOP has worked. And so he's launching a campaign to stop that. And so that's at my vaop.com. And that's up on my patreon.com/JeffreyPrather and jeffreyprather.locals.com. As well, get involved in that. And I was saying how, you know, I hardly ever go to the Veterans Administration. Of course, any veteran knows it's very hard to work through the veterans system. That's why I have these other organizations, like for my disabilities, because I've got shoulder replacements and hip replacements and ulnar nerve moves and part of my lung cut out and, you know, broken legs from parachute jump hoses, 13 times from martial arts, you got to have other organizations to advocate for you through there. For me, it was a Disabled American Veterans organization, but because they make it difficult on purpose. I think the first time when I went for my benefits, they're like, oh, we have no record of you. We've never heard of you. You're not in the system. Yeah, I got 25 years in. And then, of course, the OPM hack where it all goes to China, like everything else. So this is an inflection point, and it's an important inflection point to understand because, as I said, we are in this fifth generation war in a fourth generation resistance in our own country, which is nonviolent. And I'm not advocating anything violent, illegal, immoral, or unethical, although the left does continually and blatantly. But I do say it will go kinetic, it will go violence. And those of us who are expert in violence know that to be the fact. But so we're trying to delay and put that off as long as possible, because once you flip that violence switch, you cannot turn it off. And this this younger generation of lefties that thinks that killing unborn babies by cutting them up and sucking them out of the mother's womb is cool, and then the jabbing of pregnant mothers, and then the grooming and jabbing and addicting and pimping and pushing and castrating of children is just fine, just like the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa activists that violence is fun. They think it's fun because no one has pushed back yet. They think it's fine because they're killing unborn babies and moms and children and women and sheep. They haven't run into us yet, us veterans. And there's two different populations in the United States, and most of America is fat, dumbed down, drugged up, and lazy. And there's a very small Spartan population. Less than 0.5% of Americans serve in the military, but they are battle hardened by 20 years of government war on terror, GWAT. They know what they're doing, and they are very, very familiar with kinetics and violence and not afraid of it at all. Some of us are experts in violence. And this is the difference between the left and the veteran right. The left is ruthless, and people think they are dangerous, but they are not particularly dangerous. It's simply that they are ruthless. They get away with things by cheating and lying and stealing and corrupting. The veterans, such as myself, we are dangerous, but not ruthless. So understand the difference between ruthlessness and danger, just like you should understand the difference between power and force. Power is energy. Energy, which scientists don't know what it is, I call a symptom of God. And that's why American warriors are so exceptional. America is exceptional because of her exceptional warriors. And what makes American warriors so exceptional is they kill and die for freedom and life, because God says freedom and life are good. And God says death and slavery are bad. And the warrior is the line in between. Good is intelligent, intentional help. Evil is intelligent, intentional harm. And it's time to pick a side. This morning, I posted a tweet where I was next to a river. I said, one side of the river is Honduras, the other side of the river is Nicaragua. We're coming to the Rubicon. Pick a side. This is parents versus pedos. Understand the war. Understand the fight you are in. But our exceptional love of life and freedom comes from our values of Judeo-Christic and Native. And the Ten Commandments, the two Christic commandments, and the two Native commandments. And most know the Judeo and Christic, but most don't know the Native. And those are, nothing must ever be done to harm the children, and everything is born of woman. Particularly important today to pay attention to. But that is what makes the American warrior so unstoppable when unleashed. And we have not been unleashed since World War II, since Eisenhower said the Great Crusade and Crusaders. That's important to understand. And until we lost a fifth generation war in 2020 against China and other traitors and transnational non-state organizations, we had only lost fourth generation wars. We are now in a nonviolent fourth generation resistance movement that will go eventually kinetic unless we are able to restore our institutions. And that's what these elections are about right now. Make no mistake. I had Keith of Political Moonshine a while back. He said, we're trying to find out if our justice system is repairable or irreparable. And that is key. Many veterans whose families, like Clay Martins, who said, hey, my family's fought in every war this country's ever had, but my son will not fight for this deep state global corrupted cabal. That's a big thing to say. It's hard for you civilians to understand that. But those of us who have military traditions, and my wife learned this when she married me, she learned this love of patriotism that when, you know, the flag goes up or the national anthem, or, you know, we get very emotional. It's very important to us. But for Clay to say, hey, my son's not going to fight for this corrupt government. Well, his son's going to fight, but it's not going to be for this corrupted transhumanist, homosexualized tranny regime. It'll be against that. That's what Wrath of the Wendigo, his new book, is about. I'm going to feel the same way. The new veteran heroes are, you know, as Clay says, Saint Rittenhouse, Kyle Rittenhouse, Nick Sandman, guys who have never served in the military, but who are definitely gun guys, young guys, and are not afraid of taking on the corrupt establishment. And this is very, very crucial happening. And so how is this going to go? Well, I don't talk much about the kinetics. There's lots of guys who want to yell about that and talk loudly, and most of them don't know what they're talking about. You know, as I have said, and I just said this about the elections, I said this last year when the DNI was going to put out the Trump report. I said, well, and it was late. And I said there wouldn't be a red wave. It would be rigged to recede. And it has. What's happening in Arizona, Maricopa, where Team America veterans are working furiously behind the scenes, is that they can't quite figure out how to cheat. So what they're going to do probably, I assess they'll probably release results over the weekend when people are not paying attention because they are afraid because they can't figure out how to make it happen. They will make it happen. They have to. This is a zero-sum game for them. They have to cheat. They've killed millions. They've killed elders by locking them up. They've injected them with poison. They've killed so many babies. They've aligned themselves with tranny pedos. This is a zero-sum game for them. They have to win this. There's no way out of this for them. So they will cheat because Arizona is the tip of the spear, but they're afraid. So I'm encouraging protest and resistance, nonviolent, but this will go kinetic. And so what will this look like? Well, you know, years back, people were asking me when I'd give a speech, why doesn't the military have a coup like 7 days in May, the old Burt Lancaster movie, Kirk Douglas movie? I'm like, well, we're not going to have a coup. George Washington would turn over in his grave and it's not going to happen. So George Washington, if you don't remember, it was a Continental Army before there was a country. They weren't paying them. Afterwards, they weren't paying them. After they won the war, they still weren't paying them. Corrupt Congress is nothing new. George Washington at his farewell address calmed everybody down and brought everybody to tears. So that's not our tradition. But what is happening to the country now, it's not going to be the zombie apocalypse, although that's what they're trying to make. They're making a whole generation of zombies. but it will be like Venezuela. When I say it will be like Venezuela, I've worked Venezuela. It will be like Brazil. It will be like South America, where there's no middle class. They are carefully trying to destroy the middle class. So there is the upper elite and there are the peasantry. In South America, in the big cities, called the marginales, the marginals, the actually real poor. Now we're seeing that in our streets, the tents. I used to see that, kids living in cardboard boxes and corrugated tin on the side of the street, brought into the city. This is exactly what happened with the tribes, who were so healthy and independent and self-sufficient. I've read the early doctrines, when diaries, when they would go to the tribes, the traders early on, and they'd say, they're healthy, they got teeth like piano keys, they're tall, we've got nothing they want. And so slowly they addicted them to many things, and that's exactly what's happening now. And of course, alcohol. And then they saw the dregs of the addicted and drunk Indians around the posts. Now you see that on the res, government plantations or black ghettos, and the cities are becoming even larger ghettos. It's the same thing happening again. But we are, it's not going to be, zombie apocalypse. It's going to be Venezuela or Brazil with no middle class. That's why you got to get out of big box and follow what I'm saying. But in Brazil, they just had corrupted elections, because this is very important for them to funnel everybody else from around the world up through the Isthmus of Panama, through the southern border, Nogales and everything that I worked. And the people in Brazil have been asking the military to intervene against their corrupt elections. They've been centering themselves around military bases. And the Brazilian Ministry of Defense has just issued a statement saying it's not possible to guarantee that the programs that were executed in the electronic voting machines are free from malicious insertions. And so this is a cautious statement by the Brazilian military. And I've spent a lot of time working in Central and South America as an intelligence officer, as a soldier, and as a special agent. And this is very telling, because this is what's coming. And I'll talk more about this after this coming break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, back with you after this.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hodgson, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder. My proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of Sleep Formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
Intelligence inducted, deep state betrayed, Yeshua saved, dedicated to Republic rescue, American exceptionalism, and redemption by God's grace. I'm Jeff Prather, and this is the Prather Point. Blessed Veterans Day to all my brother and sister veterans. I'm talking about how it's not about the bad old days and remember how tough it was. It's about God has prepared us for this moment. For this moment, we have been kept from the World War II, Korean, Vietnam, GWAT, right on up to now. Everything else has been preparation for this fifth generation versus fourth generation, reset versus resistance, parents versus pedos war that we are in now. Get your head in the fight and lean in. There is no expiration date on our oath to the Constitution. And that's what I was saying before the elections. They're delaying on purpose in Arizona because they can't figure out how to cheat. I'm encouraging peaceful protests there. But I'm also saying it's going to be like Brazil. It's going to be like Venezuela. And the Brazilians are gathering around their military installations. And we can take a lesson from our South American brothers and sisters. Something I used to say when I was working down there is, somos todos americanos, nur, sur, or central, somos todos americanos. Is, hey, we're all Americans, whether we're north, central, or south. And so the Brazilian Ministry of Defense has said that it's not possible to guarantee that the elections were executed without electronic voting machines free of malicious insertions. So they are carefully moving. I've worked in a lot of these countries right alongside the military in Chile with the Carabineros, pretty repressive military. But this is a lesson for all of us military. And I think with Matt Dula's myvaop.com to remove the mask mandates from the VA hospitals and starting to gather around that is a good way to get veterans activated in what is coming. Because if we cannot restore our republic through the courts, then we are in trouble. Now, individuals such as Kyle Rittenhouse have been able to do that. They are the next generation of great veterans, even though they have never served in the military. The military has been corrupted. Now, there are a couple of veterans who have fought the mask mandates, but the military is very corrupted and under control. And that's exactly what they are trying to do here. And we got to get our heads in the fight and get around this and understand what's going on. So on Bannon the other day, they were saying that mathematically, there's no way that Carrie Lake can lose. Of course, I spoke at the pit. Greg Phillips asked me to speak at the pit before I found out that he was an FBI informant and that I guess everybody in the room in Dallas was an FBI informant. He told me he was working at FBI counterintelligence op. It's very different than you're actually an informant. Gave me a lot of pause, very concerned about that. But Carrie Lake's senior advisor, Carolyn Wren, has said there's no mathematical path for Katie Hobbs to win. And that is crucial. And that's why they're going to drag this out and why I expect that they will announce something late over the weekend when no one's paying attention and they're going to hope they can get away with it. And that's why I played the video, I'm Not Going to Step in Line, at the beginning, done by my great videographer, Andy Rink, who also did my Taken video that starts the show, is we got to step out of line. It's not time to step in line for your VA benefits or for anything. It's time to step out of line and to understand what kind of war we are in here and that folks are really looking for veterans to stand up. When I stood up Team America and Team Global Freedom. And Team America, you can sign up at jeffreyprather.com. Team America is just the way we started. It's simply Americans relying on each other and God and not corrupt government in D.C., just like we stopped relying on corrupt government in Britain. I was expecting a lot of veterans to get involved, but they weren't. It was mostly moms and wives. And then I realized, oh, that's who was at the resurrection. It was the ladies, the brave ladies, because they're brave enough to bear life. There are bearers of life, as in Inde in Apache, for the Na'ies, for the ceremony when the little girl has her first moon and becomes a woman. They're called Istandelehe in Inde in Apache, which means mother of life. And to be that, you got to be braver than us guys. So that has stepped up, but I'm now calling on Veterans Day for veterans to step up and get more involved and understand the first rule of war is to know when you're in one. The second one is what kind of war this is. So another really important point is just as the Brazilians are looking to their military to lead the way, we are looking to our military, but mostly we're looking for our veterans. Why? Because all the veterans that refuse to take the non-vax shot jab and boosters, which are operations to control us, are the ones that we need to look to. Just like non-veterans Kyle Rittenhouse and Nick Sandman are important in this movement. They are the resistance. We are the resistance against the Great Reset. We are the humanists against the transhumanists. We are the parents against the pedos, against the trannies. And that means leaving all of their corrupted institutions behind, their pedoed public schools, their tranny teachers, their commie churches, all of that behind, abandoning it, creating other institutions, counter institutions. This is what you do in unconventional warfare. And then the government becomes more repressive. And as the government becomes more oppressive, more and more folks come to your side. This is classic UW, unconventional warfare. This is exactly what special forces, Green Berets, not special operations forces, which are SEALs, Rangers, Civil Affairs, Psychological Operations, Task Force 160, all of those do. It's important to realize that the U.S. has funneled more than $1 billion into Afghanistan since the fall, of Kabul. So we left our children, American children and families in Afghanistan, imported terrorists in Afghanistan. Veterans went over there to get them out. I've talked about that. I hope you watched the Send Me documentary. But they're continuing this corrupt, traitorous, treasonous, pedophilia, tranny regime is still sending taxpayer dollars up to $1 billion into Afghanistan, into the hands of our enemies. And now they are sending ISIS and Al-Qaeda fighters into Ukraine, the next false front war, where we are funding and arming Nazis. And we revolted as a country with just with some taxes way past this. This is how drugged up and dumbed down and fattened up the population has become. So what's the answer to this? The veterans are the answer to this, not the active duty military who have taken the shot, who don't realize that Comirnaty has never been produced. And so they've never produced it. They don't pay any attention. I've tried to talk to veterans about that. They labeled a couple of them falsely that they were, but the veterans who are aware, the ones that refused, because that is the other side of the line. This is our Rubicon. This is like me at the river, at the tweet where I put out this morning, where the one side of the river is Honduras, the friendlies, the other side is Nicaragua, the enemies. And we have got to understand that and get our heads in the fight. This is a, just happened again in California, yet another fire, where a plant was sabotaged, if we can show that, and a massive refinery fire happening in California, and no word about how this suddenly happened, just like all of the fires last year that were just in the neighborhoods in California and in Colorado. I posted photos of the Antifa guys dressed up as federal firefighters setting fires all of that happening and no one's paying attention. So how is this going to play out in warfare? Well, it's going to play out that as there are no diesel, there's no food, everything fades out, people are dying. There's going to become a point where the sheep have been killed off. They have taken so many jabs, you know, they're dropping dead on soccer fields and everywhere else all the time. They're killing off their own folks. They are screw taping them. They are solacing them. Judge Salas is the judge who was going to work the Epstein case, and they shot her son and husband. And I'm sure there was a note that said, hey, if you go ahead with this case, this is what's going to happen to the rest of your family. They Scalia'd Scalia, pillow over his face, no autopsy. They're all about violence because they haven't experienced violence the other way. And I'm not advocating for violence, but I'm saying that once this happens, there's no flipping the switch off right away. That's important to understand. They've been paid and praised for all of their violence. The left is violent and hateful, and they like it. And this is going to be very, very crucial to understand, and how this is going to begin to look like, I will talk about here in a second. But I also want to mention that I've been following the Konek and U case, and I worked with Team America has been all over that, just like Team America, Arizona, and Maricopa has been working really hard behind the scenes with many, many teams, Clean Elections, OPSEC, True the Vote. Of course, Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips are now out of jail. But the important thing to understand too there is that Eugene Yu, CEO of Konek, LA, the district attorney in LA dropped the charges, as I predicted. And of course, they had brought charges talking about the American voters' personal data going to China. I've shown on numerous shows the IP forensics going straight back to China. The FBI nowhere to be seen in all of this election fraud, because they are the cover team for the deep state now. They are not a law enforcement agency. They are an intelligence agency. They're a national security police agency, and they run psychological operations that they call foreign influence operations, but they're really domestic. The same thing with the CrowdStrike, Comey, Mueller, Russia, Golden Shower. That's exactly what they're doing. And so if they could steal a presidential election, which they did, then if you don't think they could steal a state race, then your head is still not in the fight. I'm still getting emails and rumbles from people and saying, hey, our head's in the game. What do you mean? It's not a game. It's a fight. And if you say your head's in the game, your head's not in the fight. Get your head in the fight and lean in, especially my fellow veterans, my brother and sister veterans, to understand what's going on and understand the details of the war. What are they fighting, and how are they fighting? We know that they're fighting for slavery and death of all of us, and the elites will survive. And that's what God says evil is, and what bad and what is bad is slavery and death, and good is freedom and life, and we have to be on the side of that. So the idiots on TV, the talking idiot heads who then film the other talking idiot heads and talking idiot heads in Congress and the Senate, such as Fetterman, are now talking about a presidential bid for him. Well, why not? Because they've got Pedo Joe, or the doubles, who are highly drugged. You can see the IV lines in his hands. You can also see the earlobes, whether they're attached or unattached. The eye color changes, the hairline changes. There's lots of doubles, not clones, but doubles. And a lot of the brain dead is an act to distract from all of the crimes and sins he's committing. But I think it's less of an act with Fetterman, who probably has some kind of growth on the back of his neck, whether that's an alien or whatever. You know, and again, aliens versus angels. You know, you say tomato, I say tomato. Transdimensionals, you say potato, I say potato. That is certainly for real. But think about the Peter Sellers movie, Being There, where they elected a mentally handicapped person to the presidency because they thought he was so genius because of the simple things he said. We are there. It's Idiocracy, the movie Idiocracy. It's cacastrophicacy. It is rule by the least qualified, by the idiots. Why is it that? It is that because the Dems are all attorneys, they're all lawyers, and they use lawfare. They use our system of law against us, where the Republicans are trying to talk about rule of law, and the Dems have no interest in anybody of character. There's nobody of interest. They even, in desperation, they even trotted out Clinton and Obama, which were very likable people. They were terribly corrupt, but they were very likable. Not Hillary. No one's ever liked her. I predicted correctly that she would never win. But Obama and Clinton were very likable, but they trotted them out. Obama, they had to close down half of the gymnasium, and he was getting heckled. Well, back in the day, he was great because he was the first Black, although he was half white and raised by whites, supposed to be Christian, turned from being Muslim. He was their star, but very quickly after that, anybody he campaigned for lost. Now they keep trotting him out in desperation. So they have no human element to appeal to. They have to cheat through electronics. Their reliance is on SIGINT mainly, going to China and other places. And lawfare is tying everything up in the courts. So when Cochise County, and again, Team America was working with 2020 is nullified, Michael Schaefer in Maricopa, who said, hey, the voting machines haven't been certified. This was before there was a declared pandemic. Therefore, none of the votes are certified. This is the law. The right keeps thinking, this is about law. Or I get things about, hey, you need to go to this 8-hour constitutional seminar. I spent a year in law school before I came to my senses. The left is not following the Constitution at all in any way. Capitol Police shot and murdered Ashley Babbitt in the Capitol and then were praised and put on for it. Michael Byrd, assassin with a handgun. So if you're thinking that you're going back to the same thing of doing law, you are either crazy, hazy, or lazy. The definition of crazy is doing the same thing over and over. That's not going to work. Now, in certain instances, such as Kyle Rittenhouse, Nick Sandman, it has worked because of the strength of their innocence and purity. But in Cochise County, where they said, hey, we want to do a hand count alongside the machine count, then a corrupt federal judge paid off, said, no, you can't do a hand count. Well, Cochise County is going to do it anyway. So they're going to continue to fight that fight. But eventually, we have to go proactively. And take more to more of the fight to them. You can never win on the defense. That's why no win in Korea. That's why no win in Vietnam. That's why no win in Afghanistan. Fight on the offensive. Also, Afghanistan, Vietnam, and Korea were fourth generation wars where people were fighting on their own territory, as we are. Nonviolently for now in our own country, and why we will win. But it's important to understand that and realize that. And of course, DeLuca, the Dems elected DeLuca, he's dead and they elected him. So understand, as the Didache, the training manual for by the 12 apostles in the way of our Lord Jesus Christ, D-I-D-A-C-H-E, the handbook for Gentiles, it didn't make the cut for the New Testament because it was lost until the 1800s, but it's a handbook. And it says there are two ways, the way of life and the way of death, and they are vastly different. People still seem to be very confused about that and don't understand what's happening here. But the Dems have elected the dead and the brain dead. because they are following the way of death. It's very, very clear. You've got to follow the way. But what will that look like? Well, that will look like, now we got to look to France. In France, they are sabotaging 5G towers because they understand that this is a biodigital layered weaponry. And the radiation is about control through the directed energy weapons that do. And so they are massively destroying these 5G networks. Now, I'm not advocating anything illegal, immoral, unethical, or violent. I'm just saying if we can't win in court, then this eventually will emerge. After all the sheep are slaughtered and their children are groomed and raped, eventually they will have had enough of this. And rebels in France have had enough, and they've declared war on the infrastructure of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Interesting, that Fourth Industrial Revolution, like the Fourth Reich, and they're torching relay antenna, fiber optics cables, cutting them, pylons unbolted. They're not attacking folks, but they are destroying the infrastructure of the Great Reset. That happened under Obama here. People tried to call it terrorism. Who didn't understand, it's not terrorism, because there was nobody terrified by it, that they're doing it in the night. Planes flying in the buildings terrified everyone who watched it. But this is how it will start once the drugged up, dumbed down, fattened up are gone and dead. That will begin. That will be the beginning of the kinetics. Not that I'm advocating it, but it will happen. So you've got to understand and get in the fight. And even though this is a sacred Veterans Day, and I'm wishing all my fellow brother and sister veterans a blessed Veterans Day. It's not about remembering the hard old days. It's about understanding that we were kept for this. Before the womb, we were known, so we must know. We were chosen, so we must choose. Before birth, we were loved, so we must love. We are born of war, so we must war, good against evil. Death and slavery are evil. The way of life and the way of death are vastly different. Freedom is taken. Take it.